Welcome to episode number 43. Are you not entertained?
This is the Rotated Views Podcast with Jimmy Lee and the crew, giving you life from various perspectives. Welcome to our level. We hope you enjoy the views.
All right, you are now tuned in to the Rotated Views Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Lee Velez. I'm here with Goose, Manny, Heck, and Gabe. That's right, folks. Are you not entertained? In this episode, we discuss our favorite movies, television shows, and series. We talk about our childhood entertainment, including our favorite game shows and sitcoms, our thoughts on entertainment today, our movie theater experiences, and our recommendations on a must-see entertainment. We wrap the episodes up with quotes from Walt Disney and T.S. Eliot. So, if you're new to the podcast, thank you for joining us. We drop an episode every Tuesday morning. They go from about 45 minutes to, you know, an hour, roughly. And it's pure entertainment, but hopefully we drop some nuggets of knowledge in between, so you are not only entertained, you get a little bit of education. So, from dictionary.com, we grab a definition, and this definition I grabbed was the word entertainment, and define it as something affording pleasure, diversion, or amusement, especially a performance of some kind. Mm-hmm. All right, so for the story of the week, I grabbed this from notalwaysright.com, and the title is, Oh, You're Asking For It All Right. All right, so the setting is at a movie theater. So the customer walks up to me and seems completely uninterested and distracted, barely making contact. So now I'm going to go through the customer-me kind of conversation. So customer, I want the all-you-can-eat popcorn. Me, we do have a large popcorn offer that comes with one free refill. We unfortunately do not offer an all-you-can-eat popcorn option. Customer, barely paying attention. So you're trying to tell me the large gets refills, right? Me. The large gets one free refill. Customer. Okay, so I'll take that. I'll take one of those. You know, the large all-you-can-eat popcorn. Me. All right. That's one large popcorn. But just to be clear, it only comes with one refill, okay? Customer. Still not even looking at me. That's fine. I give her the popcorn and ring her out. About a half hour later, she gets her refill. 20 minutes later, she comes back out again. Customer. Not even looking in my direction while thrusting her bag towards me. Refill. Me. All right. But just so you know, I'll have to charge you since the large only comes with one free refill. Customer. Whatever. I get her refill. Me. That will be. And I state the price. Turning towards me suddenly angry. But this is an all-you-can-eat popcorn. Me. We do not offer an all-you-can-eat popcorn. Customer. But you told me this was an all-you-can-eat popcorn. Me. Actually, I told you repeatedly that our large popcorn only comes with one refill. Customer. But I asked you for an all-you-can-eat popcorn. Me. Ma'am, we really don't offer an all-you-can-eat popcorn, and I made sure to explain that. Customer. But I asked for one. Me. I understand. However, we don't offer an all-you-can-eat popcorn option. Customer. But I wanted an all-you-can-eat popcorn. Knowing where this was going, I just give up. Ma'am, I'll give you this one last refill for free, but you'll have to pay for any other refills. I really shouldn't make exceptions like this, but I'll let it slide if there was some confusion earlier. Customer storming away. This is terrible customer service. You're supposed to give the customer what they asked for. Considering this same day, a 40-something-year-old man and his wife had made fun of me for being fat to my face, and I got screamed at by at least a half dozen people over prices I have no control over, it took every ounce of patience not to flip my lid. Wow. What an obnoxious person.
Yeah, seriously.
The all-you-can-eat lady, like, seriously? Yeah. The big bucket of popcorn?
But how... A large popcorn is gigantic. Like,
they're come huge. Back
yeah.
Two times in less than an hour to eat that thing.
To like refill it. Family size, really? It's not just for one single person.
No, it's like a giant bucket.
I've never seen anyone eat that whole thing of popcorn.
We barely go through popcorn. And there's five of us at a time eating the popcorn. Yeah. And we buy the big tub. We'd never go through it.
Well, either this lady was just dumping it all over everyone else in the theater.
She had to lay on it.
And screaming refills.
Yeah.
And it sounds like she ate it herself.
Yeah,
exactly.
And, you know, I just realized what the hell this was talking about. I'm like, how the hell does this got to do with Are You Entertained? She's in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just got it right now. Oh, there you go. See, when I go to the movies, I look forward to getting a white cherry icy. That's what I look forward to when I go to the movies.
Oh, you can always get them at 7-Eleven.
No, but that's not.
It's not the same.
When I go to the movies, that's what I treat myself.
You know, you guys remember...
I mean, I get popcorn, but I don't eat popcorn.
Do you guys remember Kmart selling them?
What?
Blueberry and the strawberry, like those icy things? Yeah.
I think most... Kmart? Like, department... Like, I think Target, even like in their food thing, has like a, some kind of Slurpee type thing in there, too.
Yeah,
Target does. Maybe. Yeah, Mike. The girls get it all the time.
Old school,
like the actual official, like icy
igloo icy. It was had this name brand too. It was like icy.
Icy. Yeah, it was like ICEE or something like that. It had like the white polar bear.
Has the polar bear with the sweatshirt on.
The sweatshirt on.
That was at Kmart. What? Yeah, and the movie theaters, they offer, I guess, just like the your standard buttered popcorn. And then some movie theaters offer like extra butter and all this other stuff. Or now they put flavors and stuff like dust.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, like
really?
Ranch like dust a, or something. Like
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's almost like a Mrs. Some kind Dash of salt type or something. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Huh,
and so, but here's the part that completely grosses me out. So at our movie theater locally, one of them is by in Bensalem. I guess it's Bensalem in Neshaminy Mall or whatever. Yeah. Anyway. So they have a movie theater there, and they have an option where you get your popcorn, your bag of popcorn, bucket, whatever, and you turn around, and they have butter pumps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So you're pumping butter bucket.
But is it butter, though? It's supposed to be melted
it's
butter.
Like oil, it's so gross. It's like oil coming out of it.
Yo, I've seen the crazy...
Melted butter. Melted butter really is like that. I don't know. I'm not even sure if this is in any other country, but I believe in America, you can literally get a cup of butter and douse your popcorn with it. And for however many pumps you want.
Well, you could probably just fill the whole bag up with butter if you wanted to.
That's so gross.
No, but if you think about it, the bottom's always the best. Because it's just, it goes all the way to the bottom.
You're just, and then you bite into it, and the it
soggy
the butter oozes out of it, and then it drips.
Yeah, you get like this,
yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds
gross. Why do you guys look so disgusted?
Yeah, that is so foul. Because you know what grosses me out is because you know the person that's doing that is not paying attention to what they're doing because they're obviously watching the movie.
Yeah.
So they just dip their hand into it and hit that scrunchy, like a sponge of a...
Sounds so gross.
On this popcorn.
Oh, so good.
Knowing that it's endoused, still shove it in their mouth, and then it drips on the off the side of their lip, and they're talking to you, and you see something shiny.
Greasy-ass fingers.
But,
But that's the thing, like, the few times I ever get, like, popcorn is like, you have, like, a whole bunch of napkins around you, so you grab a handful, and then you wipe your hand, grab a handful, wipe your hand. It's like, you always have to constantly...
See, I wasn't worried about the spongy popcorn. I was worried about the stains that I would get on my jeans. So my mom would be mad about. Yeah,
like, line your lap.
You wouldn't notice that. Your knuckles and everything is all, it's drenched in it, so you just kind of, like, you're doing your thing. When you come out, you've got stains everywhere. I remember as a kid...
And you are so thirsty. That's why they have buckets of... And the bucket of soda is the same size as the bucket of popcorn. pretty foul stuff. But what grossed me out, one time I went to the movies with a friend of mine, and he was halfway through his popcorn, and he went back out, and like I thought he went to the bathroom, but I'm like, I noticed he took his popcorn with him. He came back, and he's like, yeah, I just had to give five more pumps. I'm like, dude, you know how gross that is? He's like, well, because I pumped in the beginning, it was just for the top, and it kind of drizzled down to the bottom, but it started getting dry in the middle. I'm like, dude, that's a true fat kid right there.
Well, that's what I think... Mikey mentioned this before too. It was like some people like put a straw in there and kind of like dip it up slowly, so it kind of spreads out through the whole bag.
Oh, you really disperse the
butter. There's like technique to that stuff.
So not so when you're done, when you're done your popcorn, pull out the straw from your bucket of soda and just start slurping on the butter.
Oh gosh.
No. That's gross. But not for nothing. That was a nugget. That was a nugget for the fans out there.
Yeah.
You just take
butter your whole bag.
Yeah, because he's right. That's a problem. You get the top, you get the bottom, and the middle's always dry.
Yeah.
Psh,
genius.
Or gross, one of the two.
Yeah. Depends on how you look at it. That's all.
I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, this example is gross with the fact that you ate like three gigantic large popcorns in less.
But not to mention that popcorn is possibly the cheapest thing you can buy at a grocery store. right? It's like a dollar for a box, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then you go to the theaters and it's like $10 for a bucket. You're like, where do they get this price from?
It's because it's the salt.
Oh, it's because it's salt. Yeah, that's like when you go to watch the Phillies game, everything is, people's like, oh, it's double. I'm like, dude, I don't do that. That's actually being nice. It's like quadruple everything. Like a hot dog is like $7. Oh, a hot dog.
Not even good. Yeah. They're boiled.
Unless you go on Dollar Dog Night.
On Dollar Dog Night, and they bring out the cheapies.
Oh yeah,
they're like these like long, skinny like. They're gray.
Yeah.
They're not even. They bring out these little Vienna gray sausages. Very weird stuff.
And it's like all bun.
Dude, but this story is like annoying in a bunch of ways. On top of that, the person wasn't even paying attention.
I know.
Like, not even paying. That's, there's nothing so worse than when you're talking to someone and they're not even paying no attention mind. To what you're saying. Yeah, then they're like, you think they're grasping it and they come back. You're like, yo, I just spent like 5 minutes explaining. Yeah. Like,
and in fact, and, that, and here, they she literally said it, he or she, whatever, said it literally like five times that you can't get this.
They knew they were wrong. They were just going to force the issue. Like, I'm going to get one more out of this person. It was
if she's not paying attention, she was like trying to play it off like, oh, he's so busy or she's so busy that they're just going to give it to me.
Yeah.
Help me, come on. Mind you, God forbid if this was like a Friday or Saturday night. If there's people in the line too and this person's just doing that.
Yeah.
The fact too is, you are watching a movie and then you waited back in line to get a refill. So you're missing about another 10 minutes of this movie. Yeah. Like, when I'm in there, I have to like really use the bathroom if I'm going to leave.
Oh,
I need to watch this whole thing. Yeah. I'm like, dude, especially like the prices are up now. I'm like, you know, I want
to arm and leg just to get in there.
I want to be entertained here.
Eat a bucket of popcorn, your body be dehydrated and you won't have to go to the bathroom.
There you go.
Well, that's true.
Exactly.
Or just slurp
another valuable tip.
Yeah, absolutely. Dropping dimes everywhere tonight.
All right, does everybody remember their first movie experience, like going to the movie theater?
Yeah.
I remember one of my first ones. It was with Manny and his family.
Ninja
we went
Turtles?
To watch the Ninja Turtles.
Yes!
And it was fantastic because I fell asleep the entire movie. And I was so entertained by everything but the actual entertainment. Like, I was entertained with the whole experience.
The big screen.
Like the big screen, sitting down this huge chair. To me, I was probably, 4 or 5 years old.
Man,
it was a huge chair to me.
Oh, yeah. Age,
and I'm
sure.
just sitting there like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. We're like in a living room, but it's really dark. And I'm eating like whatever, M&M's or Skittles or something, and popcorn or soda. And it's like,
so just the excitement of it wore you out and you just passed out.
And I fell asleep. I'm the worst though. Like, if it's like dark and it's late, I'm like, dude, I'm going to fall asleep. And it was like my first time. And I'm like 5 years old. It was probably like 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. And it's all dark. And I'm like, ugh. And actually, I'm going to be quite honest with you, the Ninja Turtles creeped me out. So as soon as I started seeing them, I'm like, oh. Like, their mouths moved, it was just like.
I mean, because it was, I think they were, those original ones were made by Jim Henson, so they were essentially giant Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
That was
best
bizarre.
Movie ever.
Yeah.
That was bizarre. Great fact, by the way, Gabe. But that was my first, one of my first. I don't know if that was my first, but one of my first.
Yeah, mine was Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
We all went as a family.
Who? Not me, right?
No, me, my mom, dad, and Jim and Heck. And I was like so amused with the movie because it was like, it was cool how they made like cartoon characters and real people like interact. For its time, it was like one of those, cool as anything.
Even now, like, there's a whole bunch of licensing and all stuff now, but the fact that they had like Disney and Warner Brothers and all stuff.
And Warner Brothers mixed together? Yeah. That was cool. It was in the 80s. That came out in the 80s, though, right? Late 80s?
I believe so. Yeah, maybe late 80s or early 90s or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's the
90s.
Yeah. That movie's so bad if you watch it now.
Now, but at the time, you're like,
how is it
like
real people?
My dad would probably
cartoons. Like, how, like, I'm a kid, so I'm like trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Like, how's that working?
Like cutting edge. Like, oh my God, like, how is that doing?
Yeah, and I was like one of the first, because before that, it was like, either like Muppets or puppets, not like cartoon and real human beings. But that was one of my first, actually, going to a theater, to see that movie.
Yeah.
And I remember being so pumped up. It was like, I think our parents said like a week or two before, oh, we're going to go see it, but you guys have to make sure you have your homework done all week, make sure the house is, your chores are done.
Yeah.
And do that week. We did everything. We were so pumped up and stuff just to go see it. And I think we went to see it like after church or something like that. And at church, we were just like annoying my mom and dad, like, yo, is it... Are we going? Is it ready? Are we done yet? Like, being just so pumped up, I just remember go see that. That was like one of my actually first, yeah, going to a movie theater.
Mm. Oh, it's fun times. Do you guys remember the Dollar Movie Theater?
Yes. Actually, the first time I went was with Manny and his.
Yeah, what did you see? Free Willy?
Was, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was Free Willy. Guys, can you imagine? No, a dollar.
Great.
Yeah. And the movie theater wasn't that bad. A little ghetto, but it wasn't that bad. It
wasn't horrible, but, okay, so the movie was a dollar to get in.
No air conditioning, no heating, so you gotta wear your coat in the winter.
No, it wasn't that bad. But if do you remember the big box candies were like $5.
Oh, well,
so that, like, oh, you get in for free, but they bamboozle you on the candy, and that was back in the early 90s. Oh, my aunt used to take $20. We'd get in for $5, and then we'd all get a box, and then she would run. $20 was done. We each get a box, a whole big box of candy, but it was the movie theater size. But that's, it was like, huh?
That's fantastic considering, like, me and my wife took my son, and it was almost like $40, like, for the whole thing, the whole experience.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Did you get a matinee?
No.
Really?
I remember the matinee used to be like a few bucks.
Yeah.
You go like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Not matinees, like 11 o'clock in the morning. But
dude, we just went. Now I'm thinking about it. This blew my mind. We went bowling for my son's birthday, right? And it was almost $40 for us three for two games. I'm like, what happened to bowling, too?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? No, that's interesting.
Yeah. Everything's like
jacked. How entertained were you for $40?
Oh, man, it was a blast, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, it wasn't worth it. I'm just saying it's expensive.
Oh, it gets expensive, yeah.
Entertainment?
Did you buy food?
Yeah, we ordered a pizza.
Well,
okay. No, that didn't include the pizza. No, it was a $70 night.
It was just $40 just to,
and it was just us
just
three.
Rentals of the ball, not the ball.
Yeah, it was just to play two games. Yeah, because pizza was like $20. Pizza.
It's not even good.
It really wasn't. Actually, me and my wife got grossed out.
I'm sure. You did.
Ate a slice, and she ate a slice, and James ate a slice, and we just left the rest there. It was like this soggy, microwave
it's like Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Oh, rubbery.
Like Elio's pizza.
No. Elio's pizza is good.
Okay.
Compared,
you can leave
especially if you make it the right way. It's
Toaster oven.
Yeah. Elio's pizza.
As a kid, you always have Elio's.
Overall, Elio's pizza is garbage. But when you compared it to this bowling alley,
it's like a masterpiece.
Yeah, exactly. It was a masterpiece.
When did you guys become communists, saying that Elio's is bad? First of all, it's not bad.
When you compare Elio's or any frozen pizza to a real pizza that's made by the right person and the right sauce with the right dough, there's no comparison.
Or like
now, if we're talking about frozen pizzas, yeah,
Elio's. Also, like Kid Cuisine.
What's that?
Remember the Kid Cuisine, the like the TV dinners?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? You just said something about the Elio's, and you said Kid Cuisine. Do you realize we eat like Elio's like as that one slice, but it's really supposed to be three of those little tiny slices? And I remember my one aunt tried to like give me like one of those little ones. I'm staring at him like, you know, I eat like the whole thing.
Because
right?
If you ever flip it over, it has perforated lines.
Like the perforated lines. But get out of here. Who does that?
You'll just heat up the whole entire thing, just ate it as one long thing.
What am I, a healthy person? No, give me that whole thing.
Portion control.
Yeah. What? You know, if I'm doing portion control myself, that's one thing. Don't portion control me. All right?
Let me police myself. Yeah,
this is getting serious.
It is. Yeah.
So what's, talking about movies, what's your favorite movie? Whether it's comedy, action, whatever. Love. I know Manny looks like he's about to say, like, I Love Lucy or something, but.
Yeah. Like romantic comedy.
First of all, that's a show. Okay.
They came out with a movie.
Ocean 11. Went to the movies for,
which
and
one?
It's been my favorite Ocean 11.
George Clooney?
Yes. Not the original
one. That's like
not the original one. The original one is awesome, though. I have that on VDV. With the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
James Dean.
I like
any kind of comedy. I love to laugh. So it's like anything is like.
Now, when you say comedy, do you like acting comedy or like a stand-up? Because I know now Kevin Hart, you can go to movie theaters and watch a Kevin Hart.
I did go to that one, but I wasn't like, it was funny, but I don't know, being in a theater to watch stand-up, it wasn't my thing.
It is weird.
Yeah. So, no, I'm saying like a comedy movie, because especially now they have those reclining chairs. If I'm not active and I'm not into the movie or laughing, or I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Yo, you put my feet up like. As soon as I elevated 2 feet off the ground, I'm done. Just, that's it. Yeah, seriously, they're so comfortable. So,
man, they got movie theaters that have like you could BYOB and you know, you literally eat dinner.
Yeah.
Like at a little table.
I want to go. Waitress and I want to go.
Well, they had to change it up. Now you can get they had like Netflix. You can watch anything on the internet. You can get any kind of movie. That's, so now they're trying to make the theater an experience, as opposed to just rows of seats and a big screen.
Right. Right.
Which is why they're renovating a bunch of the older theaters to be like the taverns and stuff like that.
They were dying. They were dying.
And even some of those like now, like the ticket price itself is a little bit cheaper than the main ones, but
they
get you with the food and all
that
stuff.
Like, I guess the seats are more bigger, so they don't seat as many.
Yeah.
Like, they don't...
See, it's more comfortable. It's not cramming.
Yeah, but you're comfortable and...
And you pick your seat ahead of time and all that stuff, too. Yeah, exactly. That's what makes it more of a luxury experience.
I think I talked about this before, but... My I don't have a single favorite movie. It went by age. So when I was like in the 90s, early 90s, when I was like 5, Home Alone was like my thing. And then Lion King came out. And then that was like, and when I get like obsessed, I watch movies over and over and over. Yeah. Like in 95, the Santa Claus came out.
Oh, yeah.
And again, the same thing. I watch it over and over and over again. In the early 90s, there was a movie called Only the Strong.
Oh, God.
It was fascinating to me. And that was like an action movie, right?
What was their martial arts?
Capoeira.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Still remember that little
intro. Yo, and everyone's, after you watch that movie, I can't. Everyone swears they know capoeira.
Absolutely. Like everyone turns into Brazilian jiu-jitsu artist over there.
I tried to watch that movie with CJ because you gave it to me. He was very uninterested very, very soon.
Like, really?
Very close. Because they didn't start fighting. Like, they were trying to build a story, right? They were building the plot. They were building the story. And
such a cheesy line.
Oh, it is. But, he definitely, and I kept
trying to
bring
him back.
He's
into more of the superhero stuff, too.
Well,
so
you
can't
compare the Avengers and then trying to watch Only the Strong Survive. So Is that what it was?
It's Only the Strong.
Yeah, them too. Him too.
Oh, that's funny. I remember when Little Giants came out. That was another thing. I watched that at the movie theaters with a church friend. And we came out, and his mom had to use the bathroom. So we're in the hallways playing football, like, run the annexation of Puerto Rico. Go. Hi.
Was that the one where the kid had to think the football was like a toilet paper roll or something?
Yes.
I forget his name. Oh, my God.
Did you relate to that? Because you said, like, that's... People always say, if... Whatever someone thinks of first, they had some type of like.
Well, that's the only thing I could think of that was. I was trying to think of, I was like, you know, there's a bunch of movies that had like kids with sports, whatever. And that was all I could think of in terms of the football one.
That could be memorable. It was slow mo, literally, in the air, and it was like the toilet paper unraveling. I remember thinking, that's pretty cool. Whipping.
So Christmas is like one of my favorite holidays, and I always think of, you know, the Santa Claus. And every year, tradition for me is watching Home Alone as I'm wrapping gifts. Mm-hmm. Now, also. Which has, impressed upon me an awful movie is Don't Waste Your Time, because Tim Allen totally disappointed me when you go from The Santa Claus, then Christmas with the Cranks is an absolute garbage piece of poo movie that I wasted my time. I actually bought it because it was in one of those big bins at like Walmart where it's like $5.88. Walmart's ridiculous numbers wherever they pull this from. Oh, $5.88. Yeah.
They always have weird.
Where did 88 come from? Where did the 5 come from? Doesn't it just be $4.99 or $5? And that little smiley face. But anyway, so I'm scarred by that.
Knocking over prices. Yeah,
I
don't trust Tim Allen anymore.
My favorite movie is The Elf.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's hands.
Yeah, I watch that all year long.
Oh, yeah. That's another good
one. I can watch that all year long. It doesn't have to be just Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I know him.
I don't think I've ever actually fully seen that movie. I've seen bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Actually, we have it at home. I've never watched it though.
Really? It's so funny.
Will Ferrell doesn't entertain me. Not even
really. No?
No.
Certain movies, not all of them.
A little bit of maybe Anchorman. I get it, kind
of. Some of his movies, like, you have to see it a couple times to kind of grow, like, get into it. Because, like, Anchorman, like, one of those movies, like, you see it in theaters, like, oh, okay, it's whatever. But you see, like, on cable and, like, random all stuff. And it's, like, you kind of catch little pieces that kind of, like.
There are some movies
Big
that
Daddy
horrible,
was a good
like,
one for me.
Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's the same way with me. Awful actor, very creative thinker. But he gets, like, they overact and gets this, like, weird cheesiness about it. I feel like that's where... I get to like that with Will Ferrell too.
It's like
but they hit you every once in a while with something. And it's like, oh, that was classic. Yeah. Like, especially Will Ferrell in like Saturday Night Live is hands down, like goes down in history books. That's going to be in like, the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
hilarious stuff. But But yeah, Big Daddy was one. All those that fell into that, like, whatever that was, that 10-year span.
Yeah.
Where it was like Big Daddy, what was it, Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
It was like a bunch where he's like, boom, 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 boom. It's like, holy smokes, this guy's on fire. Yeah. And then he, like, overdid it, but.
Yeah. But now, yeah, now I suppose he has, like, now I think he has a contract with Netflix.
And now he came out with Pixels. Wow. Pixel? Did you see that movie?
I think that was one of the last ones he had in the theater. Now he has like some like a full movie contract for Netflix.
I can't believe it came out in the theater. You want to talk about poo-poo?
Oh, man. He, the thing that noticed this about Adam Sandler, like he, every once in a while, like I said, like there's a movie called Grown Ups, right?
Yeah.
So every, yeah. There's scenes where you get like the spark of genius where, dude, you're in your chair just laughing.
That movie wasn't bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's just like, dude, he comes up with this unrealistic stuff. If you notice, he's like this, you know, average guy, and he always has this like a smoking hot wife. I'm like, in every movie, though, I'm like, this dude. One thing I do appreciate about him, though, he does hook up his boys, and they're all in the same movies.
Exactly, because it's all his friends. But something I saw recently is like that he creates those movies because those places he wants to take vacation. So essentially, he goes on vacation to make those movies and just hang out there.
Adam Sandler is the man.
Yeah,
I would never take anything away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is genius. You can't be mad at him. Seriously?
You got the funds to do that.
Exactly. I would do that too.
So and the studio's paying for you to go there. So
to get away from comedy, I'm kind of the same thing when it comes to the movies. You remember, it's kind of a nostalgic thing. So the first one was Ninja Turtles. Hands down, favorite movie of all time. Okay, just hands down. I can still watch it till today. Number one. Two was good. Three was horrible.
Yeah.
It usually goes that way. Two's pretty close though. Two's like 1A, 1B. But if you're talking about like a great movie when I was 9 to like 14 that got me every time it comes on, I gotta stop. Rudy.
I know it.
Rudiger, get in there. And I was
Rudy.
Going, that's right.
Rudy.
Yep. You gotta put him in, Coach.
Absolutely. I love that. What's also fantastic about that movie is that it's based on a true story. So yeah, I love stuff like that. Anything inspirational is great. But Underdog. I am also the whole underdog thing. Sandlot was another good one.
Yeah.
I love I'm obsessed with anything mafia related.
Okay.
So you know, you go from the classics from, you know, the Godfathers all the way through like A Bronx Tale, which are all like kind of early. That goes from like the 70s to the 90s. You could throw in Scarface in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of classics. Even like some of the newer stuff, I have no idea. See, now here's the thing. What's funny about it is my dad was like obsessed with Western stuff. So he has DVD after DVD with all Western, John Wayne stuff. Okay. Yeah, all that stuff. And I'm that way, but with anything mafia related.
Okay.
I love it. I don't know what it is. Actually, earlier today, I came home from work early today, and I was watching a documentary on the Philadelphia Mob. Okay. Like, I don't know what it is. I just love that stuff.
And I was kind of like that for a little while for like martial arts type movies. Okay. Like, especially like, for a longest time, like one of my favorite movies
Three Ninjas.
But even like, it was like a lot of like Jet Li and like, Jet Li movies, like like Jackie Chan, like he had like a lot of goofy ones, whatever. And one of his movies for the longest
time
was The Matrix. Obviously, that's a big like martial arts thing, but it's like obviously.
Gabe's an undercover ninja.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
But that was like, but obviously that mixes more of like the kind of like the techno thriller kind of stuff.
I was going to say that too. The Matrix is kind of weird. I've never watched that movie yet.
Really?
No. I haven't watched a lot of movies. Movies isn't my thing. It just was my thing.
I used to see movies a lot of times. Now it's kind of felt, now it's like I mainly go to movies for like the superhero type stuff, whatever. Or just
do you guys have movie night at your house? Mm-hmm. Do you guys rent movies, I should say? Now I know we're in like the digital era, but me and my wife, when Redbox first came out,
when Redbox,
we still do it.
Yeah.
Now it's funny because they replaced it with this other box that looks like Redbox, but outside of this box says this is not Redbox, but it's red.
Really?
And it's a box and it sells DVDs or rent. You can rent DVDs. Yeah, it's the strangest thing.
How much are you selling for or renting for?
I believe it's the same price. I don't know. I didn't sign up. I was like getting one, not, you know, knowing anything. And all of a sudden it's like, how do you guys not have my information? I rent from this for the last 10 years.
So it's the not
Redbox. And I'm staring at the thing. Yeah, it says this is not a Redbox. I'm like, well.
That's interesting.
You should begin your purchases by reading.
But they're just trying to confuse the heck out of you.
Oh, no. That was like borderline plagiarism, if that's a term
for
business.
Drawing that attention.
They're just scalping off of Redbox. That was awful. I don't know if it's still there, but DVDs look like they're illegal. They look like they're burned.
The ones you get off of a Subway?
The flea markets. Like, they're just CDs, DVDs. There. Yeah, the whole CD has no cover. It's just like the shiny blue purplish thing.
It was a CD.
Yeah,
DVD. It's just an actual CD. Yeah,
it was DVD-R, and somebody like hand wrote it on there.
Yeah. Volume one. All right. So moving on from movies, let's go to television shows. Mm. What were some of your favorite television shows growing up? You know, you have your classics.
Well, yeah.
What genre?
CGI Friday. That Full House, Step-by-Step, Family Matters.
Yes.
That was like a family thing for a little bit. Like, everybody would come over, and you just stayed at 8 o'clock. Everybody would nestle
in. Wherever
you
were, you just froze.
Yep.
Whether you're out at a friend's house, family's house, or at home, you just watched those, what was it, 2 hours?
Yeah. From 8 to 10. Until 2020 came on.
Yeah. Who was the 9:30 show? You can get Full House, all right? You can get Family Matters. You can get Step-by-Step. I never remember the 9:30.
That was always ever-changing one.
Yeah, nobody ever. That was just the time where it was like, everybody was done.
Probably like
Home Improvement.
Oh. Wow, Home Improvement was a classic. We used to love. Man, they used to be very. When they closed for a commercial or switched to another scene, they had these very animated ways of
that
transition.
It
was a very animated thing, and still no show's ever done that. Still to this day, and it was very like cutting edge.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, that was when, like, put this way, that was when like PowerPoints were legit.
Yeah.
And these guys were doing that level of animation.
Yeah. I think I would say Home Improvement.
Yeah. Because
it was like a show that I grew up watching. It was all like, the brothers, the three brothers, it kind of related to.
Yeah. We used to watch it in Mom and Pop's room. Like, we'd sit on the bottom, like the foot of their bed or whatever, and they're sitting on their bed and we just watch it all together. I mean, that was like, it was actually, if you saw, because we see reruns now.
Yeah.
And, there was like valuable lessons.
There was always like two. There was like two issues going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One like.
I always thought that was fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, wow, these writers are brilliant.
Yeah.
How creative.
Two things going on. Because
they had these two storylines going and then somehow they intermingled and but then like went to, Jesse Katsopoulos locking Stephanie inside the garage and it was her birthday.
Oh,
and he did this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then, Joey had something going on with the comedy scene and cut it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I remember, for us growing up, like, we really didn't, like, go out to dinner much, so McDonald's would be, like, a Friday, like, every other week when Mom and Pop got paid, it would be, like, our night out.
Yeah,
so we would go to McDonald's and be in the Playland. They got home from work, like, 5:36, so we'd be there, like, around 6, and so we're like, what time is it? Is it almost 8 o'clock? Is it almost 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
So we can hurry up and come home to watch these shows.
Yeah. It was, Friday nights were awesome.
Yeah.
It was that, or we would order from Amici's Pizza and have pizza and then eat the pizza and then just like kind of like play around with our toys and everyone just go centralizes somewhere and watch. Oh, classic. And then, or mommy would somehow kill the buzz by making one of us take a shower first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was awful. All right, Jimmy, you take a shower now. And I'm like, I'm going to miss the show. And then we would argue over who went first. And
That was always 20 minutes in itself.
Yeah.
Oh,
and there's threes.
Yeah.
One bathroom.
Absolutely brutal.
Mm.
Yeah. But
TV shows.
So, I mean, there's cartoons, too. I remember growing up, like Hey Arnold and Rocket Power was like, I was obsessed with these two. Especially, I don't know. I always wanted from Hey Arnold, I always wanted his room. So this is based out of New York City.
He had a rooftop room.
Yeah. And he had if you could think of like a greenhouse. That was basically the roof of a house. So he was on the top floor and then just plop like a greenhouse on top. Oh, so his roof was all glass. And he would just like lay down and like look at the stars. And like it fascinated him. Wow, imagine if that was real life. I want it.
Yeah.
It's probably really cold in the winter and super hot
it was probably
in
terrible.
The summer. Yeah.
Absolutely. And mind you, creepy as hell.
Yeah.
Your neighbor's building just staring at
New
you
York
the whole
City,
time. Yeah,
pigeons chilling on the top.
Yeah, just stuff is just it's funny.
But yeah, like the Nickelodeon shows, those are like a big part of like growing up with like
Rugrats.
Rugrats, Doug.
Wow. Doug was my dude. Cartoon wise, Doug was my dude.
Definitely. Yeah.
Like, it was like Avril Monsters and
Patty Mayonnaise.
What? Saturday morning, X-Men.
Mm.
I can remember the theme music.
Well, that's because Saturday morning, my mom would wake us up, the whole house would smell like bleach and Pine Sol. We had to clean our rooms.
We woke up we did it just enough time to watch Gladiators, the physical Gladiators, and Saturday morning wrestling at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the house was done. It was clean.
We had we weren't allowed to watch anything until the house was done.
And I had to clean my hamster's cage. That stunk. Anyone who has a hamster knows the nesting, those wood shavings sitting at the bottom of this mildew-ish, because, you know, the hamsters are, you know, peeing and drinking water and spilling it all over all week.
Just making a mess.
And it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the week, it's just like, it has this funk. Anyway, that was my Saturday morning, so cleaning out my hamster cage. And
but I remember, like, even the day of, like, the Saturday morning cartoon and all this stuff is all gone.
I know,
now.
Dude. That's crazy. Saturday morning cartoons were awesome.
That was the only time you could watch cartoons.
Yeah, well, I used to love watching Saturday morning. Now it's like,
I used to get up like 6 o'clock
there's
in the morning.
No when, cartoons on
well,
Saturday morning.
There's cartoons all the time with Cartoon Networks and
right, like, absolutely.
The,
yeah.
All like the like it, Disney Junior, XD and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
There's you have it's always available now. There's no set time for that anymore. Because I used to wake up like 6 o'clock in the morning, wait for the shows to come on. I had to plan out which times and all stuff to come on before 12 o'clock. And then all the
after
rest of the
12 o'clock, it was like junk.
But I remember like all that stuff. But like X Men, it was like the Barney, superhero show.
Yeah
Barney. Exactly.
Manny used to watch Power Rangers.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Power Rangers.
That was after school.
I always wanted to be the Red Power Ranger.
Pink Ranger.
That was
power.
The after school thing you used to always watch.
No, that was in the morning before I went to school.
Yeah, seven.
Because and I was like in seventh grade. I know this sounds weird, but Danny was in elementary school and he would watch it. So I was waiting to go to school. Manny was getting dressed and I would sit down and watch it with Danny. So I was like, I felt like, wow, I'm like 13 watching Power Rangers, but I would like
caught
myself getting
it.
Into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think they re-ran them in the morning. Because there was stuff I used to watch in the morning,
no,
too.
Yeah, they re-ran them in the morning.
I think it was, like, after, at least for most part for me, it was, like, afternoon. But then, like, I do remember there's, like, shows. I mean, get up, because I did, whatever, take the bus and everything to school. I remember watching, like, Garfield and Friends in the morning.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a couple other shows. Like,
Sonic.
Was, like, me growing up, it was
Sonic
the Jetsons.
Oh, it was
Jetsons. Well, dude, how old are you? Yeah, Jetsons, that is class.
In the morning.
Dennis the Menace, the cartoon. Remember that? That was always
that was
good.
Awesome.
That was, like,
wait, the cartoon,
yeah, the cartoon was
and they would
great.
Go to like the next scene. They had this like,
like
it was
comic
like
strip?
It was like a stuck. Yeah, it was like this stuck image. Like bah, 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 bah. And they just show him like skipping like in the air, and they would give like the title of like
the next,
the
scene,
next scene that you're
yeah,
about
yeah.
to watch.
Now, wait, nobody watched ESPN.
Yeah,
like at 8 years old.
No,
I literally
I got older,
would watch.
When I,
that was
I would
when I was
watch
in high school
from 8 to 12. Now ESPN wasn't live like it is now. It was pre-recorded, and then from 8 to 12, I would watch it all the way through, just till either my mom, because I think she worked part-time at that time, I would watch it all the way through. Memorize batting averages.
Did you
not go to Well, I'm talking about in the summer. In school, obviously. But in the morning, I mean, I was the last guy to get a shower.
Yeah,
no, because
we used to come over, go swimming, and Manny's still in the house watching SportsCenter.
She used to have to kick me out. I'll tell you what, though, if you needed a batting average, ask this guy.
I was not, it didn't peak, not any of my interest. Playing sports was one thing, but watching it on TV, you know, we catch like an Eagles game and watch Phillies, but that was the end of that, or Sixers, but that was literally the end of that.
Yeah.
I mean, watching a rerun of people spewing out stats and what happened, I mean, oh my God, are you kidding me? Now I'm like fascinated by it.
Yeah.
But as a kid, nah,
yeah.
Heck no. I couldn't care. Dude, there's too many good things on to be watching some grown folk stuff and, Yeah, I don't know. It just wasn't me.
You want a kid one? Throwback? Wild and Crazy Kids?
Wild and Crazy Kids, Guts.
Wow, I forgot about that. I forgot about Wild and Crazy Kids.
Wild
what
and
was
crazy
that
was
What was that one? Mike, I don't know if you remember this, but there was like an ATV thing. Kids were riding
I remember.
Dirt bikes.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't
like
that long.
Show.
It didn't last that long.
No, it didn't, and I wish
but
it did.
I do remember.
I was also fascinated with that.
Wow, holy smokes.
And I was trying to think of that when, you know, like...
Who was the host of that? Was it
like
J.D. Roth?
Oh my gosh, I don't know, but he was a host of like every.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's the first time I understood the fall back, spring forward, and fall back. The time changed. I remember getting up. What I thought was because I set the alarm. What I thought was would be like 6 o'clock because it came on at like 6:30 or something.
Yeah.
I got up, and it wasn't on till 8:30. I was like, they changed the times. I was all pissed off. I was like, no, my mom's like, it's 7:30. I was like, nah, I've been up since. Dude, I was up a whole hour early.
Wow.
Pissed as hell on a Saturday.
ESPN. So you just went, oh, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to go to my
game
too.
Absolutely.
You know what, Mom? I want a ham and cheese sandwich.
That was a good show, though. Why only lasted a season?
I was just going to, just get me a Star Crunch.
Yeah. Star Crunch. First of all, it was a fudge round, all right? It wasn't a star crunch. It was fudge round.
A moon pie.
Oh, man.
Mom, just get me a moon pie, all right? Yeah. Just cut the crap. I want crackers and cheese. Manny was eating like a grown man, and we were like four.
It was.
I think about it. My man was like sitting with like the butter container like on his belly, just like scooping and just spreading it on crackers, watching ESPN with the newspaper. Like this guy in a robe.
That's the definition of embellishment. One. And I will say there was crackers. There was butter. He forgot the coffee, and I would tear that up. There's no doubt about it.
And have a wrestling buddy next to him.
Yeah,
little Randy, macho man Randy Savage.
Actually, when Manny calls me, that's what comes up.
You were eating really? Dunkaroos.
Yeah, Dunkaroos. I remember we weren't allowed to have that. My mom wouldn't let us have. She's like,
it was expensive.
Well, because it was a cookie.
Probably because it was expensive, icing. But she told us it wasn't healthy.
Well, yeah, it was a cookie you were dipping icing into.
Yeah, but she'll buy us moon pies. What?
Yeah, because that was 99 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So there was. That was her way of telling us, oh, because it's not healthy. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And it was but then we drank Huggies.
Well, yeah.
Which is straight sugar water.
Quarter water.
I was going to a corner store. They had a big old tall sandwich. Huggies.
I know. That was a bodega. You were in Philadelphia. That's how you know you grew up in Philadelphia right there, dude. A big old Huggy.
It was a quarter.
And it was a quarter.
Yeah. 1 liter.
Oh, my gosh. It's so gross. One that we forgot was Growing Pains.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the,
passed away. Alan Thicke just passed away.
Oh,
that's where what's his face got it. We were just talking about the Titanic kid,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
Leonardo
DiCaprio? Wasn't he on that show?
Leo.
No, I don't think so. No.
Leonardo DiCaprio started back when What's Eating Gilbert's Grape.
Yeah,
look that movie up if you want to talk about old school movies.
Well, he was like 12, 13 years old then.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was on the show because he was at the funeral. I do remember that. He was like,
I thought you meant like a main character. He
came in late in the series, but he became somewhat like of a main character. He had like they helped him. He had like some issues or something. I forget what it was, but it was like late in the series.
Which reminds me, we didn't bring up Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, I know. I couldn't wait till Mondays because that's when I was on Mondays, Monday evenings. Monday nights actually, and watch that.
But
yeah,
you know what always bothered me about the Fresh Prince. Was how in the world did they swap out the moms and like everyone just try to play it off? Well, like, yeah.
They did the same thing in Family Matters.
Family Matters is the same thing.
Ew. They swapped out the mother.
The mother.
I guess the contract or whatever, they had issues and then just randomly the season started and it was a different person.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Saved by the Bell made was classic too.
No comment about it at all.
Harriet.
Mm-hmm. And it was like the last couple seasons.
Yeah, what was that? What was that show with the robot girl? Sure.
Vicky. I don't know what the show
Small Wonder.
Wonder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy smooth.
Fraggle Rocks.
And you watch that now, shit. You're like, what the heck, how fake that was.
Oh, gosh.
Fraggle Rocks.
What about dinosaurs? Remember the dinosaurs?
Oh, not the mama. Not the mama. Yeah. I said not the daddy mama. So, like, Goose, I remember one time we were having a conversation about, I don't know what it was, we were all fascinated and happy that Full House came back out again with reruns because they went on this house. No. Full House. So they came back reruns, not a new show. So they came out like they went on this like, you know, bit where they just did it for, I don't know, 2-3 years or whatever it was. And you would watch it, blah, blah, blah. And then it just stopped. They stopped airing it again. Like, oh, man. And then it came back on. Like, it's on again, whatever. So every once in a while.
Yeah, well, now, like, a lot of shows, like, a lot of series shows are like that now. They'll be on for, like, 2 months, and then they'll stop, and they'll come back on for another 2-3 months. And
yeah. Well, yeah, they stopped the whole one episode here, 3 weeks off. Now, they have a mid-season break, and now it'll come back in the spring and just finish off the whole season. Because it was, like, got annoying when you had, like, one episode randomly.
Yeah.
And to me, there's, like, some shows that, like, I mean, it depends on, like, where, I guess, generation stuff, but it's, like, the shows that you can always watch no matter what. It's, like to me, that's, like, Seinfeld. You can always watch Seinfeld no matter what. It's, like, they're always, like, there's not really anything cemented in anything. It's just always, like, dumb people do on an everyday basis. So it's, you can kind of relate to that no matter what.
Timeless.
Yeah. Like Friends. You can always watch an episode of Friends at any given time.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
I have to be in a mood.
I can watch that whenever. Can you? Yeah.
King of Queens, I can watch anytime. When that's on, I always throw that on. That was definitely a good show. I like that show.
I feel like that was a show before that show, too, wasn't it?
A show before that show? Maybe. I think it was a short-lived series, though.
think that lasted a
while. I don't think it did.
King of Queens, yeah.
King of Queens been on forever.
Really? I thought it was a short.
No, I think it was on for a while. At least maybe like 5 or 6 seasons.
98 to 2007. That lasted longer than the majority of.
Wow, that's. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, but so when they have the reruns, do you, because there's times where I watch reruns and it brings me, I can remember like a time when I was younger, say 8 years old, and remember watching that show for the first time. Like, oh, I remember, I got grounded.
And that's the thing that doesn't exist anymore. There's no such thing as a rerun season anymore. Now there's summer replacements and stuff like that. Like, there's always something new on.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no such thing as like like, you know, except if it's like mid thing, but even they have like mid season replacements and stuff like that too, where it's like they just air something short season of something.
Yeah, that's because everything has you have on demand Netflix, so you can just watch it whenever.
Yeah,
you know, they don't have to replay. They know you're gonna
you're gonna see it at some point if you want to binge it or whatever.
Again,
Which I've never been able to see, Boardwalk Empire. Going back to the whole mafia thing, and then
it's like Sopranos. I never watched it when it first came out. But, and I always heard everything about The Sopranos and never really, one, we didn't have HBO to watch it, so I never got into it.
Yeah.
But after the fact, I went and got the box set, and I thought it was an amazing show, like, from beginning to end.
And I wasn't allowed to watch it because of the foul language. Obviously, if you watch Sopranos, you can understand why I wasn't allowed to watch it as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, thank goodness for DVDs, which is hilarious because now that I think about it, I have a whole collection of the first season of Seinfeld, which, people do that anymore? Do people buy the actual series of shows that are current?
I used to. I haven't done that in a long time. That's now, funny. Now you just thought of that. Now just go on Netflix and just, you know,
watch them all. Everything's digital now.
Yeah.
People would still do it if you want to collect it and stuff, but I mean, I do that for certain things, like certain types of shows, but not like current seasons and stuff like that too.
Well, here's the thing. It's still pricey.
Yeah.
I went to go buy the whole Boardwalk Empire. Like, I wanted to buy whatever it was, all first six seasons or whatever it was, 5 seasons.
Yeah.
And it was like crazy. I don't remember the exact price, but I went to FYE and I'm like, why is this so still that expensive? I
feel like if you're going to buy a whole series, you're going to spend like $100
eBay.
Bucks or something.
Just go to eBay. Well, that's, seriously. Yeah. Or just, because these other stores, I feel bad. Because,
just go online and bootleg it.
You know, but there's something for me.
We don't condone that.
Having the physical, like,
no, I want the real thing. Yeah, I want the authenticity. Absolutely. I don't.
It's just to add to your collection of your library. Like,
exactly. I want it to be the real thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I have something about that. It's weird.
Well, actually, it's now it's like clicking to my head. So, like, when you get older and you have all these old DVDs and stuff, your son can look at it like, wow, this is what he was into. Like, with us with Pop, like, he has like all these DVDs or actually VHS of Western movies. Yeah. Like, there's proof of what he was into, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you do everything digital and, like, you get older and no one knows what you're really into.
You know how many,
like,
pictures and videos I have in this computer right now that James doesn't see? Because it's not out. It's not, you know, it's out of sight, out of whatever that's called, whatever.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind, and it's just not there.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've asked for Boardwalk Empire series for, like, 3 Christmases in a row.
Good luck.
Anyway.
Santa couldn't find it.
So do you guys get that, like, nostalgic feel as well when you see reruns of, like, childhood, or you just don't even
because that's what's funny, because, like, when we're growing up, like, after, like, the Saturday night, it used to be like, or even like late, even nowadays, there is the Nick at Night.
I was just about to say that. Yeah,
well, the Nick at Night for us used to be, well, at least growing up, used to be like
Mr. Ed
and I love Lucy, and, like, Leave the Beaver and stuff like that. Now it's the shows we grew up with. It's Full House, Fresh Prince, Friends. It's weird to believe that those shows were 20 years ago. They were brand new, but
yeah,
that is weird. But there's all, you got the classics like Lassie and the Wonder Years. Like, there's stuff like that. But wow,
you went from Lassie to Wonder Years.
Yeah. I'm saying, well, they're still old for me. But yeah, there's just like some like classic.
Oh yeah.
What about game shows?
Here and there, I like to watch Wheel of Fortune. My favorite show to turn on was Double Dare.
Double Dare was a good one.
Family Double Dare.
Family Double Dare. I always wanted to go on that with it, and I was always had in my mind, like, who would I pick? Who would I pick to go with me? Because it was always like just three people, right? Three or four people.
I think this past year, maybe 2016, there was like the 30th anniversary of like it or something. Wow. They did like a one-off. I think it just aired maybe a couple months ago. They did like a one-off episode, like a one-hour special.
Wow. I remember.
Because I forget where they did it, but it was like.
Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
I took it out of your mouth.
Yeah, I was waiting for him
to
finish.
That was summer. Yeah. That was the summer in the morning. Yeah. You just watch my man Bob.
Or if you're sick, you stay home from school and you're sick. That was one of the things you watch. There's nowadays daytime TV is horrible.
And it's funny, like the Bob Barker did that forever. And it's like when the Game Show Network came on. Like they used to show like the old ones, and he had like black hair.
Yeah, yeah. He had
so
it's
weird
same,
looking at that.
He had the same microphone since '69.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the littlest microphone ever.
The littlest, and longest.
It was.
The littlest and longest microphone.
What would you do?
Oh my god.
Gosh.
No,
that was hosted by what's his face, the one who did Daredevil.
Guts.
Double
Guts
Dare
is the best.
No.
Figure
Mark
it
Summers?
Out.
Yes,
Wienerville.
Wienerville.
Oh my
terrible.
Gosh, I forgot.
And
about
I would
Wienerville.
Watch it, and it was terrible.
No, it was bad.
With the weird puppet things.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Bozo Show. Joe, our buddy, Joe Colone was on that show.
Drop the ping pong ball in the bucket.
In the bucket. Yeah.
That
I remember
was
the
morning thing too, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It was a Philly thing.
I was exactly about to say too.
Bozo was a Philly thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He started off in Philly. I don't know where.
Wow.
The arcade game.
Where in the world is
where
Carmen
in
San
the
Diego?
World is Carmen San Diego? I remember
where
thinking, like, that's for smart
world
people. Like, I don't know the
Carmen
states.
San Diego?
Who knows the states?
Oh, that was a great
that
one.
That was like 14.
Do it a cappella, whatever it was, the band, the that group at the end who used to sing.
Oh, no, I literally didn't watch it.
Ghost Rider.
Oh, my gosh.
Ghost Rider. Yes.
Wow.
I totally forgot about that. With the little eyeball that used to float
yeah,
around.
Yeah, and he'd write out what it said.
But only select kids could see it.
That's great. What about
Hey Dude?
Hey Dude was a classic. Hey Dude was like one of those weird things because you always wanted to like watch it. You're always interested, and it was like another version of, I guess, like an older version of like
I think like
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah,
Saved by the Bell ish. But they're like older. I'm like, man, I want to be cool like that. The one dude had like muscles with like his cut off sleeve. I'm like, yeah, I want to be
in the desert.
Yeah,
it was
on a barn. I mean,
it was
a
ranch. Yeah,
yeah.
I just watched it. Somehow popped up, and I saw it. And I'm looking. The scenes look so fake. Like,
oh,
yeah,
sure.
It really wasn't out in the range.
What about Camp Onawana?
Camp Onawana.
Oh, salute my shirts. Remember
salute
that. That's it.
Was it? Wait, wasn't
wow.
that
Nick
Camp
Arcade?
Onawana
Nick,
with like
Nick
a,
Arcade was great.
Yes, it was.
Like the other version of Salute Your Shorts, or like the.
Well, that was the camp they were at.
Yeah.
Because especially the story with the theme song was the first. That was the first two words.
We hold you in our heart.
Dude, there's plenty of game shows I know we're missing here.
Family
I like,
Feud.
Yeah, Family
Feud
is a good one.
That was
Steve
Harvey's
was fun.
I was more. That was when I was older. Like an adult,
as a kid,
I didn't
it's
watch
been
Family
on
Feud.
No, you didn't watch Family Feud as a kid.
No.
Oh man, it was great.
I didn't get it. Like I didn't get it. I'm like I don't get it.
It's fun. It's funnier now because you are older.
Way funnier
yeah.
now
because that show's never ended. It's
like,
it's always, it's just always switch up host.
Yeah.
It doesn't switch up. They die.
Wow, whose line is it anyway?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god,
that was
gosh.
Good.
With
we all
host,
we
Drew
that was,
Carey.
Did Drew Carey. We used to watch that as a family kind of
yeah,
thing. Like,
my dad would laugh his at half the stuff I didn't even understand either because when it was kind of like I was in my teens, I guess I don't know, and then it to adulthood, and he was laughing at stuff. I was like, I don't even get it.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking about movies, I know I'm very random with this, but you guys remember the movie Mighty Ducks?
Oh yeah,
Mighty
yeah.
Ducks.
Wow. I don't know why I just thought of that, but it just popped up in my head.
D2.
Yeah.
D2 was great.
Yeah, Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks was a good one.
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, Nick Arcade, that was also
Nick
classic.
Arcade was a good one.
Oh man, that's too good. All right, so speaking about movies and television shows and sitcoms, is there anything that, you know, we were talking about how we sat down with our parents and watched these shows? Is that something that you do with your kids now? Is there like a family get together where you guys watch a specific show together? Because that's interesting. Because I believe those shows actually had value,
mm-hmm.
where now it's just like, I'm not trying to blanket statement every show that's out there, but generally speaking, I'm not sure. We don't really watch television here. We watch sports and stuff like that, and like I said, my entertainment is watching, you know, mafia stuff, but my son is into monster trucks and stuff. So we watch whatever he wants to watch, I guess. And we also limit that. But when it comes to like sitting down and watching like Family Matters or like a Fresh Prince.
Well, there's not that kind of
We're not in that era no more.
Yeah, the shows don't have that type of, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't have a certain direction or moral compass anymore. It's like shows are now like Scandal.
It's either for the mature audience or there's other shows for little kids. There's not like that whole family.
A lot of confusing things.
Wholesome family shows. That no longer exists.
Because I think Full House, they canceled that because they were getting away from that whole family wholesome thing.
Yeah.
Because that's why the series ended.
Everything's about split up families and everything's compartmentalized.
It was just straight comedy or straight, you know, drama and all stuff.
Yeah, it was vulgar. Everything's like...
Yeah, exactly.
There's no wholesome family. So there's no... I can't even tell you. There's nothing that we can... I don't even think there's anything we can watch. Unless it's a comedy like Modern Family. But even then, like, my son doesn't get the humor. Yeah. We could laugh at it and... You know, see things and laugh, but he's like.
Mm-hmm. But that's like the new age Full House.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're trying. That's what.
Like with Ava, she would watch all the old shows. Those shows that if I were to watch it, because at night, right before we go to bed, we watch Nick at Night. Yeah. And those shows would be on. She would get into it, because of. But there's no like now like today's for that day and age. There's nothing that we
the TGI Fridays that was the sit around the TV the family
gets
together.
Shows that she's into that I'm into. You know what I mean?
Because everything's geared for a very specific audience. There's kid specific shows that you sit there and deal with because.
But there's so many forms of entertainment now. I mean, the kids just grab the iPad, they go on kids' YouTube, and they watch the same knucklehead play video games for a half hour.
Yeah, ungifting or unwrapping or whatever it's called.
Oh.
It's like, dude, what is this?
Yeah,
it's
terrible. I see that all the time with you.
Now, so talking about entertainment with your kids, did you ever catch yourself, even if you weren't, you're just in a room with your child, being a responsible adult, and, you know, and they're watching some show or whatever it is, and you just get totally like enthralled with it, and you're just like, you're maybe more into it than they are. You ever catch yourself like, oh my gosh, it just took me away. They did a rerun, which is a classic movie, Finding Nemo, and James was watching it. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my gosh, this movie's great.
Those are made for all audiences.
Yeah, yeah, I would say if you watch that, there's like little like. Things for the adult to get and kids to go over. Yeah.
Like the Pixar, they're good for that. Like you can keep
everybody. They know that the adult is taking the kid to the movie theater. Yeah, so they kick you a little bit at entertainment.
To spark your interest,
Right.
Monsters, Inc.
That was a good one.
That is a good one.
Ant Life. Those are good ones.
The Bug's Life?
Or Ants, and then there's a Bug's Life.
Bug's
there
Life,
you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are classic. I try to like incorporate all you guys. Yeah, those are good ones. You guys are like, no, I don't really like
Disney. I mean, for the most part, Disney in general is pretty good with that. I mean, the animated movies and stuff.
Yeah,
it's good like
Bambi.
Whole family.
Bambi.
You know what got me? Full circle back because I watched it when I was a kid and it came on ABC here during the holidays.
Yeah,
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
every
one.
Time.
Well, I think
dude.
That's coming out in the theaters.
Well, they're doing a live action.
Yeah, live one, right?
And that looks like it's almost a. Frame for frame, like just remake of the anime, just live action.
Yeah. So, and that's like my thing. Like, unfortunately, I get my daughter every other weekend. So, when it's me and her, we don't sit down and waste our time watching TV. We kind of do things, or if we're going to see a movie, we'll go to actual theater and see something that she wants. So, we're pretty up to par with all the newer movies with that are in her like range.
Yeah.
But, TV shows, there really are none that me and her like can't wait to go home and watch or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that dynamic anymore.
I'm actually kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because there was a time like you just would buy, like, so me and my wife have a Wednesday is essentially, but that DVR or whatever you record it now. So Wednesday's no longer the night, but we would watch from 8 to 10, we would watch a show and that would be like our movie night / date night. And we would sit there and drink wine or watch whatever. But as far as watching something with the kids, like, no. That's kind of sad.
Well, it's shifting the generational shift.
Sure.
And I'm sure that our parents probably said that. We wanted to watch, maybe television, where they want to have board games and play games with us or something
true.
Like that. And
I do remember doing that, though, like play like the Game of Life and stuff like that.
That's what we started getting into more like on with Ava board games.
Yeah.
The other day we just played Trouble, and
make family night great again.
Yeah, we were playing Trouble, and it kind of got competitive. It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
the simple game.
We gotta bring back the old like a perfect example for Christmas. James got Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we're playing that, and he actually keeps beating me, and it's funny because And here's the reason why I found out what I was doing. I was fascinated that he was legitimate. I was literally competing against my 3-year-old son. And he was like, I'm talking about, he was getting 90% of the little red balls and I was getting like 3 or 4 in my little bucket. And I'm like, well, whatever it is, a little side tray or whatever it is. And I was watching what he was doing. He was hitting, so there's like this little black stem kind of
like a handle.
It's like a handle lever thing, or something. Yeah.
That you pounce down on and it jerks the hippo's neck forward and pops its mouth open. And then it drops back down and it scoops in, you know, however many.
Okay.
It's for the people who don't know what Hungry Hungry Hippo is. Anyway. So he was hitting it just like he was just like basically doing it the proper way where he was just boom, pouncing on it just enough where it did just that one single motion. And it was almost like seamless. Like he'll hit it. It was like boom. And it was going like that.
So you beat the crap out of it.
So I'm pouncing the living daylights out of this thing. And all my hippo's doing is shifting forward. So it was never opening its mouth. So I was kicking all the balls away from me.
And they're going into his mouth.
And they're
mouth.
Like going his into his mouth. Hippo's mouth. And I'm like, ooh, and that's it amazed me. I'm like, there you go. That's a life lesson right there.
I just love to watch like little kids like competitiveness, like how they really Like as you were saying, I envision him just going getting like,
I win. Yeah. I love that. Absolutely. Kel gets kind of bent out of shape. Says I'm too competitive. Oh, whatever. I tell him, like, dude, I beat you.
Oh yeah.
Because he'll say back to me because he legitimately beat me. I mean, mind you, there's degrees to the competitiveness.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, yeah, why not?
Absolutely.
And have fun. Get that.
He's not going to win all the time.
So, are you not entertained? Do you guys have, for our final segment, one recommendation of entertainment in general? Doesn't have to be things that we watched. Could be places to go that the whole family can have a wholesome experience.
The park. The park, meaning like go on the swings, ride a bike, eat lunch outside. That's wholesome. You're outside. You're enjoying one another.
The park.
That's also full disclosure here. I've never done that. But,
oh gosh!
No, but well, we,
what I'm saying. That,
do stuff.
That's
let's recommend stuff that we did.
Yeah, no. Well, we do that. Part? Like
it's on the things to do bucket list.
No, yeah, we do that and like take the bikes down to the park and Ava ride when she first started like riding her bike and training wheels and stuff. Take her down to the park and then stop and we would go to Cork Creek Park. Stop at there's like a little like actual like creek with a waterfall. Just hang out there. That's like,
yeah.
That's a family. And then we would have like a little picnic. I'd have my backpack. Before we would go there, I'd stop at Wawa. I'd get like hoagies and stuff.
Yeah.
And chips and just cram it all in my backpack. And then of course she wanted like a whole like big blanket and stuff. I don't even know where the heck to put it. So I have it like on the bar of my bike. I'm riding.
But awesome. Yeah. With the training wheels, that's cool. The one for me. Is what I kind of alluded to earlier was, man, that bowling night, brings back like the whole, and there's entertainment. So they have like, you know, moonlight bowling, they have all these kinds of stuff. But that was classic because you could throw in the entertainment, the competitiveness, but you're also entertained at the same time. Mm-hmm. And in between like screens, they had like basketball playing too. It was awesome. And then we had like younger kids next to us who were like properly behaved.
And you had the best pizza.
And the pizza was just amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Just get like a soda cracker, throw some like ketchup and sprinkle some like Parmesan cheese on it. And that's what we ate.
Oh, that's for $20. Like the best pizza ever.
I didn't say eat there. I said disgusting. Go bowling. Okay.
Yeah. My dad used to be in a bowling league. And we used to like go there every so often. That's where we used to play in the arcade while they like played the bowling league.
Oh, okay.
Like Street Fighter and stuff.
So he was always into games, video games.
That's classic.
That's awesome.
Like this weekend, we're going to the Philadelphia Car Show, which is tomorrow. Okay. So by the time you guys hear this, it would already have passed. And then Sunday, we're going to Monster Jam. Like I said, James, that was one of his birthday presents.
Yeah, I remember last year we went to the car show with James.
Yeah.
And that's when he was like fascinated with motorcycles. So we're walking, and it's me, Jim's family, Kel, James, and I had Ava, and remember they had the Harley Davidson display. So Ava sat on it, we're taking pictures, and James was scared to like kind of get on it for some reason, but he was like all about it.
Right.
And then we're walking, and then there's like, we see James just start running. He darts to it. We're like, wait, where's he going? We're looking at this big monster truck, and he just starts running away from us, and he was running to like a motorcycle that was like like sitting on airbags with like the 30-inch wheel in the front. He's like, motorcycle, moco, yeah, whatever he called it, and just ran to it. Yeah. I'm like, yo, where the heck does this kid going? There's like hundreds of people there, and like he's just running through a crowd. Just took off.
That was good. That was good.
I just thought, because we used to, my dad used to take us every so often, when younger, was like to the circus or like the, like Disney on Ice and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. About that. You know, I never did that. That was good. We took James last year. I think it was last year, the year before, the first time in like Sesame Place, and it was like amazing. And it just seeing the excitement like in his eyes, it was fascinating. And we had a good time. Mm-hmm. And it really, really wasn't that expensive.
Yeah.
I recommend everyone going to church, but
that's a family thing.
Sundays, there you go. It's free. Everyone's welcome. Anyway, so we're going to wrap this up with quotes from Walt Disney and T.S. Eliot. The first quote goes, "Are you not entertained?" I just feel like the need to keep saying that. It keeps
blurting out. I love it.
And I haven't even mentioned what movie that's from. And hopefully everyone out there can guess what that's from. But anyway, so Walt Disney says, "Movies can and do have tremendous influence in shaping young lives in the realm of entertainment towards the ideals and objectives of normal adulthood." And the next quote is by T.S. Eliot. "Television is a medium of entertainment which permits millions of people to listen to the same joke at the same time and yet remain lonesome."
Wow.
Way to break this down in a weird, depressing way, but it's so true. Anyway, are you not entertained? In this episode, we discussed our favorite movies, television shows, and series. We talked about our childhood entertainment, including our favorite game shows and sitcoms, our thoughts on entertainment today, our movie theater experiences, and our recommendations on must-see entertainment. We wrap the episode up with quotes from Walt Disney and T.S. Eliot. Thanks again for joining us. Guys, don't forget to visit the website, JimmyLeeVelez.com. Follow the blog. If you have any inquiries or questions you would like for us to answer on a future episode, just email us at info@JimmyLeeVelez.com. And on behalf of myself and the rest of the crew, we wish you massive success. And until next time, adios.
The Rotated Views podcast was produced for self-development purposes. Thank you for the love and support. We truly do hope you enjoyed the views.